Das kann sagen, dass ich nicht so gut geschlagen habe, wie wir Yehuda Mesechta Chagiga darf Chav Zayin. Die Mishnah sagt, Kol HaKelim Sheba Migdosh Yesh Lehem Shniyim V'chulu. The Gemara explains that the Mizbech and the Choyshes, the Atom Mizbech, is treated as earth based on the Pasuk that calls it Mizbech Adomo Tasili. The Insa Mizbech, the Mizbech Shel Zov, Azov, is compared to the Mizbech and the Choyshes based on the Pasuk that says Mizbechoys, groups them both together, so therefore they're both considered to be of Adomo, the Torah refers to it, and therefore they don't become Tomei. Mishnah said, Acham Oymim Mipnei Shehein Mitzupim. The fact that they are plated is actually a reason to say that they do become Tomei. So what does the Mishnah mean that the Acham say they don't become Tomei? Because they're covered, they're plated with gold, they're plated with metal, but the fact that they're plated actually is a reason that they should become Tomei, not that they shouldn't become Tomei. So the Gemara's first teretz is we have to change the Mishnah to read that the Chum say that they actually do become Tomei because they're plated. The second teretz is the Chum are responding to Abeliezer. Abeliezer said that we need the Pasuk to teach that the Mizbech is treated as earth because otherwise we would think it's Tomei. They said to him, you think the Pasuk is needed because you would think it would become Tomei because of the metal plating. However, you're wrong because the plating comes bottled to the wood. The Pasuk refers to them as being of wood, and therefore the plating would not make it a reason that they should become Tomei. Zachte Gemara, Bevon Nimer Rabbeleza said, the fire of Gehenim has no power over Tamid HaChacham based on HaKal V'Chomer. If someone is protected from fire by smearing himself with the blood of a salamander, which itself is only an offspring of fire, then Tamid HaChachamim, who are considered to be fire themselves based on the Pasuk that says, Haloi Koyid of Devari Ka'esh No Mashem, then for sure are protected from the fire of Gehenim. Rish Lakish said, the fire of Gehenna will have no power even over the sinners of the Yidden, based on a Kal V'Chomer. If the golden Mizbech, which had only a dinner's thickness of gold, was protected from its fire from all the years, then the sinners which a Pasuk teaches are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, they will surely be protected from the fires of Gehenna. Hadna Lach Perek Chomer Ba'Kodesh, Hadna Lach Mesechta Chagiga, Hadna Lach Seder Moyed, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.